Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Matlack covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. Garrett scores. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Davis reaches second base with a double. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dyer to Boswell covering second. The throw back to home, and Davis is out at the plate. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Popovich moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack fires to first and picks off Cardinal. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones strikes out. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Phoebus now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to third. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone has Fregosi trapped. There's the throw to Hundley and back to Fanzone, who tags Fregosi for the out. Boswell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of a G. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hickman scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Ron Santo now playing shortstop. Willie Mays pinch hits for John Milner. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Danny Frisella now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Santo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Frisella fields it and throws to third for the out. North moves to second. One out. Billy Williams pinch hits for Jose Cardenal. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. North scores. Beckert scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Rick Monday now playing center field. Bill North now playing right field. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards short. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jack Aker now pitching. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Agee is hit by the pitch. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert catches it and throws to first to double up Agee. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.